Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
520. 820, Brandon Kendrick.
All right. Hi, Brandon. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
Yeah.
You have an attorney with representing you for the Roundup lawsuit?
No, I don't got one.
Oh, you don't have one. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or retainers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And was it yourself or was it a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Not myself.
It was yourself. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. What kind of non-Hodgkin's was it?
A leukemia.
It was a leukemia? Okay. Do you know if it was the B-cell leukemia or was it chronic lymphocytic leukemia? Did they tell you a specific type?
B-cell.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Okay. Was it diffuse B-cell?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you had more than one diagnosis of NHL in the past?
Nah.
No. Okay. And what year were you diagnosed?
My bad. I'm at work. Hey, wait, can you call me in like 20 minutes or like 30 minutes?
Oh, okay. I mean, I need about 15 minutes. Do you have 15 minutes later?
I kind of do, but I kind of don't.
Okay. We just need to fill out the intake form so we can submit it to the attorneys. You are interested in participating in the Roundup lawsuit, correct?
Yeah. I'm interested.
Okay. Let me just ask you a few more questions, and then if we have to do a callback, or do you have to go right now?
Nah, not right now, but I kind of do, but I kind of don't. Like, could you just call me like in 20 minutes?
All right, no problem. I'll see if I can get 5 minutes here. Let me just finish the questions here. What year were you diagnosed?
I want to say 2019.
2019, okay. Do you remember the month?
I don't remember the month.
You don't remember the month? Okay, that's fine. Did you use Roundup at home or at work?
Yeah.
Use it at home? Okay. And did you use it at
I
the...
I think like when I was diagnosed, it probably was like June, maybe.
In June?
But I know it's 2019, but I think it was like June. Yeah.
June of 2019. All right, no problem. So I'll just put June of 2019. And did anybody else use Roundup in your household?
Nah.
No, okay, so just yourself. And how old were you in 2019 when you were diagnosed?
I don't know, probably like 29, 28.
29 or 28. Okay. So you were almost 30.
I'm 35 right now. So I'm 35 right now. So you can do the
so
math.
So 5 or 6 years. Got it. Okay. So let me see. 2024. All right. Okay. So about 5 years ago. Yeah. So you were almost 30, I think. And then when you used Roundup, did you use it for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you use it for at least 1 year? Before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. And then in total, how many years did you use it in your lifetime? Just approximately.
I started using it in 2007 and I stopped in like 2019. Like, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me see. 2007 to 2019. So about 12 years.
Yeah, probably about that. Yeah.
About 12 years. Okay. All right. No problem. And then what place did you use it at? It was
like
at home. Do you live in the same place?
It was
where
like residential. Yeah,
residential.
Like residential, like gardens.
Okay. What was the address of that place?
I don't remember the address.
You don't remember? Okay. Do you remember this, the city it was at?
Not really. Somewhere in like IE.
IE? You mean, is it like Inland Empire in California?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you currently live in California?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So let me write that down here. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. And the phone that we're on right now, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Yes, yeah, a smartphone.
A smartphone. Okay. Have you ever been diagnosed with hepatitis B or C?
No.
No. Have you ever had Epstein-Barr lupus or rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS or any organ transplants?
No.
No. Okay. Any other autoimmune disease or diabetes?
No.
No. Okay. Have you ever had any other cancer that required chemotherapy?
No. Nah.
No. Okay. What about any family cancer history?
Nah.
No. No. Okay. All right. And then I have your name here as Brandon Kendricks?
Yes.
Okay. Can you confirm your gender?
Male.
Okay. And your date of birth?
12/6/89.
You said 12/5?
12/6/89.
Oh, 06. Okay. So 12/6/89. And then, are you married?
No. Nah.
No. Okay. And then, what is your full social?
618-38-54-37.
Okay. And then, how did you find out about Roundup being connected to the non-Hodgkins? Did you see a commercial? Did you see it online? Or did somebody tell you?
Yeah, a commercial.
A commercial? On the TV?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when was that? What year?
Around the time I made the claim.
Around the time you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, so 2019. And then what is your height and weight?
6'2", like 185.
2, 185. Okay. All right. And we're almost done here. So thank you so much for your patience. So once we're done, I'll just send you an electronic document to your email to sign so the attorneys can start working on the case. Okay.
All right.
All right. And what is your email address?
It's lilgdirrt@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay. I got L-I-L, and then G as in God, and then BIRRT@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have your phone number. Do you have a birth certificate?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then when you used Roundup, how many times per month did you use it, approximately?
Quite often. I don't really know how much, but it was often.
Was it like once a week or two times a week?
Probably like twice a week, three times a week, maybe.
Three times a week? Okay. So three times a week. Every single month or just seasonally?
Yeah, probably like every month. Cause I used to like gardening, like residential type.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. So every month. So, like, 144 times in a year. Okay. And then you used it for 12 years. Okay. So, every single month. Did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, or a tractor?
Yeah, it was a backpack.
A backpack, okay. And did you use any protective gear while using Roundup, like any gloves or masks or anything?
Yeah, I had gloves. like little mask, you know, the little little white mask they be sell at Home Depot.
Okay, so you did use gloves and a mask. Okay, and then you used it in the state of California?
Yeah, California, yeah.
Okay. Were you the one directly spraying it, or were you around somebody else spraying it?
Nah, I was spraying, yeah.
Okay. So it was direct exposure?
2 gallon bottles.
Okay, the gallon, 2 gallon bottles, okay. And do you live near a well at all, or do you get your water from a well?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
No, okay. And was it a concentrate or a premix that you used?
Concentrate.
Concentrate, okay. And then what stores did you normally buy it at?
Home Depot.
The Home Depot. Okay, perfect. And then have you ever smoked?
No.
No, okay. Do you happen to have any receipts or any leftover bottles of Roundup?
No.
No, okay, that's okay. Are you currently employed?
Yeah.
Okay, and have you lost any time from work from any surgeries or treatments related to your condition?
Not recently, no.
No? Okay. And then, who's your current employer?
Star Fight Products.
You said Star Fight Products?
Star Pipe.
You said Star Pipe?
Yeah.
Okay. Star Pipe Products. And then, what do you do for work? Like, what's your job title?
Forklift operator.
Okay, forklift operator. Okay. Okay. And then we're almost done. I need like 3 more minutes and then I'll submit it. Okay, do you know the address of your company?
Somewhere in Corona. I don't know. You can look it up.
Okay.
I don't know the address by heart.
In Corona. Okay, got it. I think I can find it here. Is it 1223 Sherbourne Street?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. I could find it. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
No. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits or filed for disability or workers' comp?
No.
No. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Or have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
No. Okay. And do you have medical records that would indicate the diagnosis? Not right now, but are they available?
I don't got them right now, but at the doctor's office.
Yeah, they have them. Okay, perfect. And then what is the name of the doctor that's been treating you or the one that diagnosed you?
Okay, hold on. Mission Viejo, Providence Mission Inn, Providence Mission Hospital.
Providence. Mission Viejo. Okay. It's in the city of Mission Viejo?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. And when was the last time that you were treated? What, like what year or what date?
I want to say like 2019, maybe, or, I don't know, they said I was cancer-free in 21, so.
So you were treated in 2019?
I probably, yeah, I started the treatments in 2019, so I want to say, yeah, I started in 2019.
Okay, was it right away after you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. So, was it in June or July, you think?
When I started the treatment?
Uh-huh.
I think it's like the first week of July.
First week of July. Okay. Okay, so Providence Mission Viejo. Do you remember the name of the doctor?
I don't. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I can't remember his name right now, but I do remember his name, but I just can't remember it right now.
Okay. All right, so I'll just put the name of the hospital there. And then did you receive stem cell transfer?
It was like a crazy name. That's why I can't remember it. It was like Dr. Chittiff or something. Dr. Mary. Chittiff.
Mary. Okay, let me see.
Yeah, that's what it was. Mary Chittiff. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it was like.
Uh-huh. Do you know how to spell it?
The last name? T-E-T-E-F.
T-E-T-E-F, okay. Mary Tediff. Okay, I think I found her. Yeah, was it Mary, like M-E-R-R-Y?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, almost done. This is the last piece of information. And then what's your current address?
1946 7th Street, Riverside, California.
Riverside, California, 92507?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, perfect. So that's it. And then the last thing before I submit this, it's an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period of time so that there's no disruptions in your case. So for the emergency contact, do they live with you or live separate?
The emergency contact, you can use my girl number. Really, that's the number that you call.
Uh-huh.
My number is 562-471-8352. So the number you call right now, that's really my girl number. And you can use her as an emergency contact.
Okay.
And you could just use my number as like a regular number.
Okay, got it. So this number right here that we're on, this is your girlfriend's number?
Yeah.
Okay, 951-227-0920. And then does your girlfriend live with you or live separate?
Nah, she lives with me.
She lives with you. Okay, and what's her name?
Tatiana.
Okay, that is that
T-A-S-H-R-A-N-N-A.
Sorry, one more time. I heard T-A-S, and then what else?
T-A-S-H-R-A-N-N-A.
Okay. And then, let's see, what is your phone number?
562-471-8352.
8352, okay. All right, so that's the last thing. Oh, and then really quick, did you get any treatment? Was there chemotherapy, cell transplant, radiation, or any surgery?
Yeah, I got treatment. Chemo.
Chemo?
Yeah. I got chemo, pain medication, target therapy.
Okay. So chemo and radiation. All right, so that's it here. I'm about to submit it. Like I said, I'm going to send you a document. You can open your email on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead. I'll stay on the phone with you. You can put me on speaker if you haven't already. So you can pull up your email, just making sure that you got it. And then it's just a tap signature really quick and some initials. So I'll stay on the phone with you just in case you need any help.
All right. I don't see the email yet, though.
Okay. I'm about to submit it. I'm just going to make sure everything's spelled correctly. Just give me 1 second. You'll see right now it'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign. So that's my name, and I'm your intake specialist, so I'll be your step one here. The next thing you can expect is after you sign the documents, the attorneys will review the information, and they'll call you. They'll let you know what to expect next, okay? All right, so I just sent it over. You should get it right now.
You got the LILGDIRRT@Gmail?
Yes, And then you can also check your spam just in case it went there. Okay. Let's see if you can refresh the inbox, see if it'll come up, or I'll send it over to, let's see. Is that the right email?
Yes. Say it again, LILGDIRRT. You got G, like G as in guy, like you said, and D as in, like, David.
Oh, D as in David. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was B as in boy. Okay, let me fix that really quick. D as in David, I as in Igloo, R as in Robert, T as in Tom @gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, I just sent it over. All right, did you get it?
Yeah, I got it now.
Okay, perfect.
Where do I sign? Is this site, like, is it gonna show me the signature?
Yeah, it'll tell you where. So just open it up or see where it says view documents or start, something like that.
Nah, I see where I did on that, but I'm saying when you say please sign, it's like I'm doing it.
Oh.
Show me, you know,
Do you see like a yellow box anywhere, or does it say start signing at the, in the top right corner?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So it looks like you completed it. All right. Brandon, that is it on my end. Thank you again for your time. Thank you for your patience. Just wait for the call for the attorneys, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.